Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Alex Paykar, who's the president for Nurison. Alex, how you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you. You had some big news that we ran yesterday on Floor Daily about you purchasing Hageman Carpet. We'll get to that in just a minute. For our listeners' benefits, though, I'd like to tell them a little bit about who Nurison is. Most people should know, one of the major players in the area rug business. You're also Broadloom, accent items like pillows. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Nurison?
Well, Nurison was established in 1980, where we started as a hand-woven, handmade rugs only, and then gradually went into different types of area rugs that included hand-tufted, with facilities that we started doing business with were China, where our main hub, where we started with several joint ventures and gradually took over some factories that the company is a sole owner. We are quite vertical when it comes to wool products. We have our own spinning, dyeing, washing, weaving facilities and tufting facilities in China. And most, if not all, of the products that we have in our Broadloom were sourced in our own facilities, and as well as some of the area rugs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have manufacturing in China, and I know you have a distribution center down here in the Dalton area. Do you do any manufacturing here as well?
Not at the moment, okay. No. No, we use that facility strictly for distribution of the products, where, of course, makes a lot more sense being in hub of the industry in the South, right?
Yeah. All right, so you've announced that you've purchased Hageman Carpet. Most people know Hageman Carpet is somewhat of a niche specialty player focused in upper-end products sold through retailers, and it has some very striking designs, somewhat of a boutique mill. Talk about what attracted you to them and a little bit about that decision.
Well, I've known Dan Hageman for several years, and I've admired his vision and his approach to products, where, as you mentioned, he prefers to play in the niche markets rather than a broad range of product lines that companies like Hageman nor Nurison, being quite in a different scale, have any rights to be in the same league as the big ones with the similar product lines. Our philosophy at Nurison of Broadloom have always been to go and seek to see who has what so we don't do it. Mm-hmm. And we usually come out with our own angle, with our own twist, whereas our product lines in most parts do have an element of extra handwork, whether it's hand carving or washing or etc., to set us apart from the rest of the market here in the United States. Now, the lead time of our products being made in Asia is one of the reasons that we thought having a local manufacturer to assist us with some of the lines could be a positive. So that, along with the fact that there is a base of product lines from Hageman, will give us a good starting point to start this new division, which is really going to be running very separate than the overall Nurison umbrella. This division will make products from this new factory. Of course, we would supplement it with other products from our other sources or other factories. At the same time, I would say that this venture will be producing products for Nurison brand as well. So overall, will give us an additional sourcing that would be a little easier to tap and a better turnaround time as needed.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but from my perspective, most of your Broadloom capacity now is in Asia, so this gives you a U.S. manufacturing location for Broadloom, which you haven't had to this point, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And on time-sensitive products that we may need, whether it's hospitality that needs quicker turnaround, we could tap this source and get it done much faster than make them in Asia, and takes about a month to have it shipped alone, if not more at times.
Now, most people who have toured Nurison's showrooms know that you have some beautiful Broadloom products also on the upper end. So initially, you'll keep both some of the Hageman products and perhaps manufacture some of your Nurison products there. Long term, do you foresee maintaining the Hageman brand, or do you know yet?
At this point, our plans are to maintain that brand, mm-hmm. yes. and keep the name and just add to it and run it as a separate entity through a group of agents that will be added to potential existing ones. We have Don Carlin, who's known in industry. He'll be heading that division for us.
Okay.
And we are quite excited and optimistic about its future. And, of course, Dan Hageman himself is a friend, and he'll be there all the time for any assistance we will need, as he had always mentioned. And initially, he'll be part of the team to get everything get started before he reduces his activities and his time.
Okay, yeah, I've toured his facility. It's in Fort Oglethorpe, which is just below Chattanooga, right on the state line. Let me see. Norison has moved most of its presence around this Vegas market to the world market, correct? That's what you do in January. Is that right?
We do have a permanent showroom in World Market Center, which we show the portion that we can fit in that showroom, our area rug lines as well as the broadloom. But still, besides that, given the importance of surfaces and being the one and only market for broadloom, we do have a presence at the surfaces. So this year we will be exhibiting in our own showroom, where the show starts on Sunday, giving a chance to many of our dealers that do attend surfaces to come a few days earlier to come and see and shop for their area rugs, so that when the surfaces opens on Wednesday, they can concentrate on broadloom needs, where we do exhibit in both places, in World Market as well as surfaces.
Okay, so you will be at surfaces, and you'll be talking a little bit about this acquisition and how you plan to integrate things.
That is correct.
Okay, great. Well, Alex, I appreciate you spending some time with us today and talking about this news. This is big news that Norison has bought Hageman Carpets. Again, been talking to Alex Pekar, who's president of Norison, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.